This is Labor Day weekend for decades. This weekend also meant it was time for the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Association Telethon, with the goal being to inform you about the work of MDA, details about developing ongoing research, and the stories of the people all that work was being done for. Today, MDA is still the nation's largest nonprofit supporter of research on more than 40 different neuromuscular diseases. Doing this now for more than 70 years. Every year, MDA supports hundreds of physicians and scientists in the fight to develop effective treatments for muscular dystrophies, motor neuron diseases, and related muscle debilitating diseases so that people living with these disorders can pursue their passions, pursue their life. MDA started back in 1950. One individual, Paul Cohen, New York business leader with muscular dystrophy, called together a group of individuals to meet in his office, and it was in Rye, New York. Each had a personal connection to muscular dystrophy. This gathering led to the creation of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Their first research grant, it was for $1,500, went to neuromuscular disease pioneer Aide Millerat. Since its inception in 1950, MDA has invested over $1 billion in the laboratories of 7,000 scientists, helping build the entire field of neuromuscular disease biology and pioneering technologies, such as the identification of disease-causing genes, gene therapy, antisense oligonucleotides, and most recently gene editing and exon skipping. MDA-sponsored research led to the development of FDA-approved therapies, including Rilatec for ALS, Myozyme for Pompe disease, Keveyis for periodic paralysis, Spinraza for spinal muscular atrophy, and Exondys 51, Emflaza, and Viadis 53 for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. MDA has also funded the first gene therapy trial for any form of muscular dystrophy, that was back in 1999, and the first vector-based gene therapy trial for Duchenne muscular dystrophy in 2006. All three gene therapies, clinical testing for Duchenne in the U.S. now are based on strategies developed with MDA funding. That funding also facilitates the careers of young scientists through its development grants program. To ensure the long-term success of neuromuscular research, this is the program that funds the best and the brightest young researchers to become future neuromuscular disease scientists and clinicians. These grants pair exceptional mentors with promising grantees to ensure high-quality training in neuromuscular disease research. To date, MDA has helped train more than 2,000 young scientists. When the gene which causes Duchenne muscular dystrophy, that's the most common of the neuromuscular diseases, back in 1986, came about, the excited belief among scientists was, that's it. The answer has been found. Reality was a bit different. And reality was that it was really just the new beginning, as the elements of that gene now had to be discovered and researched right down to the proteins which it manufactured in order to work properly. If you have been one of the millions of people who have supported the work of MDA over the years, this is just a part of what you made possible. Human body isn't like your car, by the way. Mechanic pops the hood, look, does a diagnostic, couple of hours you're back on the road. Human body is far more complex. It's been the ideas and theories of researchers that have led to a more solid understanding of that complexity, which has led to these and many other medical advances for people with neuromuscular disease. It's what you as a supporter of MDA made and continue to make happen. By far over the years, the driving force of all the funding has been the Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon, which actually didn't start on Labor Day, by the way. Back in the 50s, in 53, 54, and 56, Jerry, along with his then partner Dean Mart, co-hosted a series of MDA telethons from different locations in New York City. Jerry on his own then hosted telethons in 57, 59. It was in 1966 when the first Labor Day telethon took place on one station in New York, Channel 5. It was so successful that MDA selected Labor Day weekend for all the future telethons. That first year took in just over $1 million. Throughout the years, the Labor Day telethon came from New York, Las Vegas, Hollywood. Most successful fundraising event in the history of television, the show with Jerry Lewis as the host, and with help from, well, think about this, you can turn on your TV, Labor Day weekend, see everyone from Frank Sinatra to Don Rickles to every legendary name every up-and-coming entertainer in between. Musicians, comedians, singers, you name it, they were on the show over the course of the years. And that's part of the reason why the telethon raised over $2 billion during its run. At its peak, Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon in one day topped at $65 million. That's just from you and others calling making pledges. Corporate supporters would add to that total each and every year. Of course, our heroes, the firefighters of America, through their Fill the Boot Drive, which continues today, would show up with in excess of $20 million just on their own. Now, while the MDA Telethon came to an end as viewing habits changed and costs for the show rose, the legacy will eternally be stellar and untouchable. Back in the day, you might recall there was a telethon for a variety of causes on TV just about every other month, but it was the Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon, which was the last one standing long after the others disappeared. The reason for that? It rests with one person, Jerry Lewis and his passion for his kids.
We have tried, during the course of this program, to give you as much entertainment as we possibly can. And in that 19 hours, I think we have accomplished a couple of things. One, I think we've had an entertaining program with more to come. I think we have enlightened a great many people. That certainly is our purpose, to stand here and enlighten. The one thing that flashes through my mind when I think of the program and where we have come so far is when I stood on the steps. I think of standing on the steps greeting Alvin and Margaret Payne, the lovely, courageous people from Greensboro, North Carolina. I acknowledge them after you saw their story played for you. And as an audience, totally, completely, everyone applauded for these wonderful people. Applauded vigorously, with tremendous energy and vitality. And I thought to myself, would we applaud for them if they were just two plain people in the audience? Two plain, healthy people in the audience. Would we applaud like that for them? I don't think so. I don't know why we would. Why would we introduce them? So there's a stigma here that bothers me. Are we applauding their, but for the grace of God, go I? Are we applauding their courage? Yes. Without question, we're applauding their courage. We're applauding two people in deep trouble, trying desperately to keep one another solid, supportive, and alive. So we instinctively, as human beings, applaud vigorously for those two courageous people. Now, what do we do about them? Do we leave the theater tonight and just go on our way and forget them? Or shall we remember them and do something about it? Now I'm not even talking to the people at home. I hope they're listening to what I'm telling 700 people in the theater. Do we check to find out how they are? Do we care how they progress? Do we care if they make it? Of course we care. But we don't have a communication system to find out where they are. That's not our role, or at least your role. We do. We want to know if they're okay. Are they going to make it? Well, if the people at home are listening to this, couldn't it be any of those two people out there and 120 million people sitting there where Alvin and Margaret Payne are sitting? Of course. Or it could be any two of any of you. So what we are doing in this program is really living up to our responsibility. Caring for our brother. Caring for another human being. And that's why we have always been effective. Because this organization cares for people. And that's what we drive home all the time.
What was the impact of the work of MDA and Jerry Lewis? Well, I shared some of it with you a few moments ago. You could also be seen every Labor Day if you were a loyal viewer and supporter of the telethon. In the earlier years, the profile pieces on the telethon would often end in sadness from the passing of the youth who was the focus of that video. As the years progressed, Those profile videos would later show youths with neuromuscular disease growing into young adulthood, graduating college, launching careers, as well as families of their own. An example of that progression, the story of Benjamin Kumbo, one-time MDA Goodwill ambassador, who went on to, indeed, a life of achievements.
I'm enjoying my life as a recent college graduate, also a graduate student at GW University, also working at the Department of State's Near Eastern Affairs Bureau, more specifically the Middle East Partnership Initiative. Being the National Goodwill Ambassador had an excellent impact on my life, a mostly positive one, I would have to say. Just being able to meet all the supporters and people who donate their time and money to MDA was a very heartfelt experience. So looking back on that, it really did mean a lot to me, being someone that's living with muscular dystrophy, but also helping out my own capabilities to help out MDA and other folks living with neuromuscular disease. In 2007, I had an opportunity to intern with the Senate office of Barack Obama. It was still a wonderful experience to be in the middle of the presidential election. Just to be in that political environment was just very awesome, I would have to say.
We thank the Kumbos for being with us today.
Back in 2001, I had an opportunity to testify in front of a Senate subcommittee alongside Jerry Lewis.
I mean, there's other people that are in a worse condition than I am, man. I mean, if they could get funding too, I mean, from NIH, this would be very great right here. Because if the government could spend like $2 billion on one plane and stuff like that, wouldn't $100 million wouldn't hurt for over 5 years? I mean,
the experience was completely awesome. Being in front of political heavyweights such as Arlen Specter and other folks, it was just amazing. I feel like that I had a very big impact on having that legislation passed. A memorable moment being the National Goodwill Ambassador had to be, it was two of us just standing there and Jerry wasn't doing anything and I'm just standing there like a little kid just smiling at the camera. And nothing is happening for about 2 minutes, so I decided to just start dancing randomly and Jerry just goes for a riot. He's just laughing so much, and the whole audience just erupts in laughter, too. My feelings about Jerry Lewis, you have to call him heroic in a sense. To actually engage in such an endeavor that has had such a lasting impact for so many families and children dealing with muscular dystrophy. I mean, being a movie star, he didn't have to do that, but he actually took it upon himself to do this and start this sort of telethon, which I think has really benefited me in more ways than one. MDA has been a mainstay of support for all families and children living with muscular dystrophy. So I owe them my life in a sense that without the support of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, my life would have been nowhere near as enjoyable. And I probably would have never had the amount of success that I have now. So MDA basically means support. And I think that is clear enough for anybody to understand.
Sadly, Ben passed away in 2015, but we should still be inspired by what he did with his ears. He didn't stay in one spot seeking pity. In fact, no person with a neuromuscular disease expects or wants pity. They want a full life, as full as possible. They want to laugh, they want to love, work, learn, teach, give to others. You, as a supporter of MDA, you've seen that and recognized that. This is why more and more children with neuromuscular diseases are no longer having their lives end before their teen years. This is why science continues to take the discoveries made and expand on them further. Over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, we have a whole section dedicated to the Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon. You can look for the photo of Jerry on the homepage. You will see the link to click on get to that section. There's video, ton of memorabilia. So hopefully you'll spend some time and have some fun with those memories. There's also a link to make a donation to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. In recognition of all that I just shared with you and to honor the legacy of Jerry Lewis, I made a $10 donation. Care to join me? As you do that, enjoy these special memories.
And here's Jerry Lewis! And now, the man who makes it all possible, Mr. Jerry Lewis!
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, Jerry Lewis!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the star of our show, Jerry
Jerry Lewis, the man who does it.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, a real champ, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Dear friend and the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Very brief reason to introduce my friend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Say, has anybody seen my, now you know just what I mean by, has anybody seen my gypsy bride? Say, has anybody seen my gypsy bride? Here's a picture when she was my sweet Mary bride. Say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy bride? It's a picture when she was my sweet Mary Jo. So take those rings off your fingers and bells off your tie. Say, has anybody seen my, now you know just what I mean by, has anybody seen my gypsy rock?
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, presenting, and I'm proud to present, two of the most unusual people in all the world, and I don't mean just the world of entertainment. They fit no patterns, meet no standards, except the standard of excellence. Ladies and gentlemen, John Lennon and Yoko.
This time last year, we had it a little easier. We were sitting in bed watching this show. We watched it all last night. Jerry is one of our favorite comedians. I wish he had never grown up. This is your chance to sing, even if the lights aren't on you. Okay? We've made it easy for you. You'll recognize it when they start singing. Let's give peace a chance.
Baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, you rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody.
Keep the hold, my lady. Sing that song for me.
Listen, I have a friend who loves what you do every year and who just wanted to come out. Would you send my friend out, please? Okay, where is he?
I don't know.
So how you been?
You know, it seems like we haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it.
I'll show you guys to your room if you like. The lights are out upstairs, so follow me.
Oh, he drinks a lot, this kid.
So you working?
I work 6 weeks a year at the Megum.
The Megum?
And 6 days I do a roast. And
would you excuse us a minute?
I just want to see the wires are all right.
Gee, it's nice to see you. No, I'm over here.
No, I had to come in because I had to, you know, I had to go, and this was the closest place.
You always have to go.
I always drink. You know?
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm,
hold the note right there because I haven't choked up yet.
Or if you haven't choked up and you've stopped,
oh,
I wouldn't intrude on a moment like that.
Tim,
but I hear the dripping.
I knew it.
Look at this.
I swear I knew it.
Look at this.
Man is a witch. I ain't gonna get through that thing.